when the heavens opened. To this day, I hate thunder and lightning. The blinding light, the rumbling sound like furniture being moved in heaven, still terrifies me. Thunder and lightning defined my first experiences of Haiti. When I arrived in Haiti almost 50 years ago, I was still a young girl. I had been sent to a village that we would call the Wop Wops back home. We didn't even have electricity in the house I shared with my older colleagues. In the evenings, we would light our kerosene lamps on the balcony, which shone through the neighbourhood. The balcony let us look out over the neighbourhood and keep watch. There were some unsavoury types around, because of the poverty and rumours of the activities of the Tonton Macoutes, so we had dogs to keep us safe. I first experienced terrifying lightning on that balcony. Just after arriving, I remember our colleague Alison was working away on her hand-powered sewing machine while the rest of us were chatting about scripture on the balcony. Suddenly, there was a terrifying flash, and coming to my senses, I found myself cowering under Alison's sewing table. Alison, bemused, asked me what I was doing. I was embarrassed, but I had good reason to be scared. A couple of days later, when another storm came in, I was again out on the balcony, this time with another Kiwi, Jill, who was staying with us. Without notice, another storm arrived and a tremendous bolt of lightning hit the ground just a few metres away. The heat was intense and the hairs on Jill's right arm were singed. The thunder that immediately followed almost knocked us off our feet. Honestly, the general roughness and violence alone was to make Haiti scary. I had never imagined that storms would be this bad too. I had come to Haiti on a mission, but my first memory was of being saved myself. One Sunday afternoon, I took my little motorbike to visit church 5 miles away in a place called Akaye. On the road, I passed the sellers of yummy peanut tablets and other vendors, and I arrived at church. Driving into the yard of coconut palms, I parked my bike and slipped into the sanctuary. For a while, we sang hymns together, but once again came the sound of far-off thunder. It was like an alarm bell, and everyone got up to make for home. Back on my bike, I noticed the street vendors had gone. Although it was still early in the day, the sky was pitch black. This was going to be a bad storm. Not soon after, I heard a chug, 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 and my bike stopped. Oh no! The bike was too heavy for me to push. I knew no one nearby, and the rain was beginning to fall in earnest. I was scared. A young, helpless white girl in the middle of nowhere in Haiti. I had no way to call Alison or my friends from church. I was trying to muster up the courage to ask for shelter in a nearby house, but I was scared of who might answer the door. The inky blackness with no kerosene lamps around felt sticky, claustrophobic, and oppressive. As the rain came down harder, I knew I had to do something. It was then that the road lit up. The lights of a car, a red car, one that I'd seen before. The door popped open and driving the car was Sauveur, a young Haitian man that lived near me. He simply said, "Alison te voyem," in Haitian Creole, meaning Alison sent me. He helped me get my bike started and on our way back, I followed closely behind the car just to get some protection from the heavy rain. It was very strong now, and the lightning was flashing. A few metres from the house, the strange things happened. The storm clouds suddenly parted, and bright sunshine broke through. Sauveur, seeing I was safe, waved out of the window of the car and drove on. When I entered the house, Alison greeted me. I immediately thanked her for sending Sauveur out to look for me. Alison looked puzzled. "But I haven't seen Sauveur in a week," she said. I wasn't sure what to think of it. When I returned to my room, I stopped and thought, It seemed that when God had opened the heavens, he had also sent an angel to come to my rescue. I hope he sends more angels to protect the good people of Haiti from the increasing violence.